You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Could you please give a light rundown of what Monster Valley is and how it kind of created the K Road studio space?
Yeah, sure. Well, Monster Valley is a creative agency at its core. So we've been going for 10 years now and have always had a studio space and have been doing content for a bunch of local clients and things like that over the years. And have always had art gallery sort of wall space in our studios as well, which has enabled artists to show their work. And that kind of grew into the latest version of the studio, which was our big space at number 74 Karangahape Road,
mm-hmm.
which had a art gallery, shop, photography studio, screening room, a Super 8 film lab, a bar, a podcast studio. So everything that we've kind of been involved in over the last 10 years, all in one space under one roof.
Yeah, it's a lot going on in one space, which is very cool.
Yeah.
You announced that your studio spaces were going to be shut down last Christmas Eve. What happened in the lead up to that day?
Yeah, well, I mean, really, again, it's that, same old COVID lockdown story. So when we actually first opened up the space, in February 2020, it was only 3 weeks before the first lockdown, mm-hmm. which we had to then get through, which we just made it through, but had to reschedule, everything that was booked in basically for 6 months and squeeze it all into the sort of last 6 months of the year, which we did and called it Karangahape Thunder, which was a 10-week in a row art exhibition,
mm-hmm.
which was crazy. And then that was kind of lining everything up fresh for 2021, which we'd booked all up right up until March this year. So it was, we were sort of 13, 14 months booked in for shows and stuff. And then, had our 10th year anniversary party in August. And that was about when everything was, looking really good. And the space had kind of settled into this sort of multidisciplinary community space.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, lockdown happened again, and everything got cancelled again as soon as we just kind of got everything back up and running. So it was a massive call, but in order to keep Monster Valley running, I really needed to make the decision to lose that studio space, because without funding, it was just costing way too much time and money to kind of keep it viable, especially if this year was going to look like the last couple of years. But this, it's now going to enable me to keep running events and hosting artists, through other venues and spaces around the Karangahape Road area. So I've already had a few chats to a few venues, and hopefully we can pick that up again shortly.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think that there's anything that the government, local or national, could have done to help keep the studio afloat?
I took advantage of the money where it was available, and that was enough to get us through that first lockdown. It's a tough question, because I definitely think that there should be some funding now
for
our current red level, because it's just kind of put everyone in that event space back where we were, and getting money. Getting some help to at least pay some costs, which has currently all been cut. So, I feel like something needs to happen pretty soon, or more places will have to do what we've had to do.
The shift to red has meant that the small-scale 100-person events are all that can go ahead at the moment. How has this impacted the recent events that Monster Valley has undergone as an agency?
We've had four other events that weren't happening in our space that we were doing for other clients cancelled overnight. So basically anything outside, which is the perfect time of year, of course, to be doing outside events, has to be sort of shut down.
Mm.
It's too hard to control numbers. It's impacted hugely. Everything's just been pushed down the road again, if getting picked up at all.
Mm. It's been difficult with red. this is kind of the lockdown level that's the most specifically affected the arts and events industry.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, even the events we ran at, we ran at our studio, we needed sort of 150 to 200 people to make the event viable in the first place.
Mm.
Just getting, I mean, artists are putting a lot of work into shows, and, you know, to sort of display that to 50 people is just not worth it, you know, for anybody.
Mm. Do you think that the change to Red will affect the industry long term, or do you believe that this is more of a short term ordeal?
I believe it's short term. I think it's going to be a rather large speed bump. And, you know, I mean, things change all the time in the events industry, and I think people will evolve and change, and through, you know, other places maybe shutting their doors like what we've done, it's going to create opportunities for other people to come in and, you know, start fresh. So, yeah, I think it's a short-term speed bump that, you know, within a few years will hopefully be back to smooth sailing again.
Do you have any idea of what the rough future is for Monster Valley?
Yeah, well, as I said before, we've planning some collaborations with other, you know, spaces around the community as well. So I'm hoping that's actually going to help, you know, connect even more people in a wider community, as well support other businesses too, because we'll be bringing a bunch, you know, our usual kind of crew and community through other businesses to activate different spaces around the city. So that's kind of what the future is kind of looking like. And hopefully, you know, I've just been controlled by COVID lockdowns over the last 2 years. So for the first time in 2 years, it's actually going to mean I've got a bit more control over the sort of destiny of the company. And it means I might be able to bring, you know, events like the Experiment back, which we ran for about 6 years in a row and haven't been able to the last few years.
So are you feeling generally pretty optimistic for the future of the events industry as a whole post-Omicron and COVID?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm absolutely feeling optimistic about it and positive about it. It's, I mean, we're all social humans and we're all going to want to hang out and party together and connect. So, I think that's 100% all going to be bouncing back and feeling positive. It's just changes have to be made for us to kind of, you know, control as much as we can until it's all back open again.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.